He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It's the Wednesday, October 3rd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We have a pretty good start here to the market so far on a very strong private sector jobs report, which we'll get to here in a bit. But for now, the Dow is closing in on 27,000. Hey, how about that? We're at a new all-time high today. The Dow is up 133 points. There's been a very definite favoritism towards the large Dow-type stocks here over about the last 5 or 6 days of trading, and that continues today. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. The Dow is up 133, 0.5%, 26,907. And I've noted Boeing has been making a really strong charge here recently. S&P 500 is up 14 points today. That's also about a 0.5%. The S&P is at 2,937 as it continues its climb towards 3,000. The NASDAQ, which has been a little off here over the last week, the NASDAQ is up today 39 points. Very narrow move, however. The small cap's not participating. We'll talk about that in a bit, too, here. The NASDAQ up 0.5%, 8,038. The Russell 2000 small cap index not participating too much. It's up 2 points today, which works out to 0.15% is all. Crude oil is backing off from its recent run, which took it above 75 per barrel. It's at 74.91 this morning. It's down 32 cents. Gold is flat at 1207, and the 10-year is at 3.09. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. First we got to congratulate Buddy Black and Dave Roberts. Buddy Black, manager of the Colorado Rockies, who outlasted the Cubs, who had, I believe, one of the best records, if not the best record in the National League. One and done for the Cubs. That's kind of a shock, really. Buddy Black, former manager of the San Diego Padres, taking the Rockies, the Colorado Rockies, to the playoffs. And, of course, Dave Roberts of the Dodgers. Dave Roberts was Buddy Black's assistant manager. How do I know this? Because I sat and watched them manage the Padres until they were fired. Padres continue to struggle. Buddy Black and Dave Roberts' lives go on in the playoffs. Maybe it's San Diego. Maybe it's just our franchise. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's the water. I don't know. Today we'll see the Yankees versus Oakland, which is a one and done. The big bombers of the Yankees. See who can launch some home runs today. I'll be watching that one for sure. Well, let me talk a little bit about the market yesterday. The tech stocks really sold off kind of towards the end of the day, and the small caps sold off. But I saw huge gains in some of the Dow stocks, such as Boeing, which I continue to own. Boeing had a huge day, breaking out yesterday to new all-time highs, breaking out again today. That's one of the best-looking charts in the entire market right now is Boeing, the pride of Seattle, with also a big exposure here in Charleston, South Carolina, with the big plant right next to the Charleston Airport. Also, Caterpillar's been making a huge move here recently. Caterpillar getting ready to break out to new all-time highs. I featured the big cat in my newsletter 2 weeks ago, and it continues to explode to the upside. Also, 3M, which I do not own. 3M had an okay day yesterday, but really yesterday was dominated by Caterpillar and Boeing. The bond market was pretty quiet today, but you're seeing 3.09% here. The small caps have really started to stall out here. And yesterday, there was a shiver sent through the retail sector and the small cap sector and kind of the high PE momentum sector. And I'll tell you what that shiver was. It came from Amazon. And it also came to you via Bernie Sanders up in Vermont. No, he was not delivering Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey ice cream to anybody. But this $15 per hour thing is a big scare. It's a big scare for small cap companies. It's a big scare for retailers who don't have Amazon-like clout. If they've got to raise their minimum hourly wage to $15 per hour, it's going to put them in a tough spot. And if they have to raise prices on consumers, well, that's inflationary in nature. You know, they did this experiment, although it's not an experiment. It became law in downtown San Diego, and we had our office downtown. We were on the 19th floor of the financial district overlooking the harbor. Beautiful spot to work every day. But downtown was a tough place to work. The parking, just the price that I had to pay for the parking. And, of course, I forked out for all my employees, paid their parking, $300, $400 a month. $200 to $400, somewhere in there, for their parking. And all the fast food restaurants in downtown San Diego closed up shop, laid off everybody. Why? Because they passed a law, city council, a bunch of do-goods, $15 per hour minimum wage downtown San Diego. Well, it hurt a lot of small businesses. I saw this on a micro scale. Now Bernie Sanders is calling for it on a macro scale. And, of course, I watched the marches in downtown San Diego, fight for 15. Well, let me tell you, you're not going to pay $3.99 for a Big Mac if these fast food places have to raise their price, their wages to $15 per hour. And it would be very inflationary in nature. Well, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders applauds Amazon's increase of minimum hourly wages to $15 per hour. Sanders was a critic of Amazon's wages. Shouldn't the markets determine wages? Shouldn't the markets, the free markets, determine wages? Sanders was a critic of Amazon's wages to the point of introducing legislation against corporate welfare and calling it Bezos. Well, Bezos heard Sanders. He bowed down to the socialist Bernie and raised wages, and it sent a shiver yesterday. Every retail stock, every restaurant stock, every fast food establishment, most of the small cap stocks, companies with high PE, I saw them all sell off yesterday after Amazon's big move. Well, Sanders, in a statement to Reuters, today I want to give credit where credit is due. There is no reason, says Sanders, why other profitable corporations in the fast food industry, the airlines, and retail, of course all these sectors sold off yesterday, should not be following. Well, what do you think? Do you think that we should have a national minimum? I think the national minimum wage is right around $8 per hour, I want to say. $7.75, $8. Well, Amazon has raised the bar to $15. And, of course, you have those calling for social justice and a living wage, which would be more like $25 per hour, guaranteed. With maternity leave, sick leave, vacation pay, all of the different benefits that come along with that living wage. So we'll see where this all goes. But you saw the fallout yesterday in the market, and it's continuing in the market today. We also had some Fed comments yesterday that, you know, we had a little rally going on, and then all of a sudden late in the day yesterday, the market sold off. Well, the Fed said the same thing about the tight labor market. Higher wages. And of course, Amazon did it artificially raising wages. Well, if they continue to see higher wages, Powell, Chairman Powell says the biggest risk to the economy is that a tight labor market usually leads to higher wages or wage inflation, which would lead to an overheated economy, which translates into inflation and more rate hikes. Anyways, that sent a shiver through the market yesterday. And then we get good news on the economy today. And, of course, we're in that mode where good news is bad news. In fact, it was sensational news on the economy, and it's helping to send the market higher today. What was the news? Well, we'll see when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what was the big news that is really kind of giving some buoyancy to this market today? The U.S. economy added 230,000 jobs, according to ADP. Now, that's the ADP jobs report. That's not the official non-farm payroll report. That's the ADP report. But 230,000 jobs? That was against an expected 179,000. So that's a blowout. Blowout number beating by 51,000. That's for the month of September. And as I continue to say, who's been telling you that everywhere I look, I see help wanted signs? Everywhere I look, we just came from Minnesota. People in the construction industry we talked to saying, you know what, we would hire a whole bunch more people right now if we could, but they're not out there. So we're having to raise wages. See, that's upwards pressure. That's why you're seeing bond interest rates up today. We're up to 3.09. It's still just a terrible, terrible environment for the bond market. And we may start to see a little bit of inflation. I'm starting to see the basic material stocks begin to rise once again. They love inflation. We've seen gold rise a little bit. It's had a couple of good weeks here. It likes the crisis in Italy, for one. And it likes the fear of inflation, too. I'm still not a fan of gold, however, as it continues to hang out in that $1,200 neighborhood. And just can't seem to leave that neighborhood against a very strong U.S. dollar, which is another big factor to take into account right now. But once again, 230,000 jobs in September. Holy moly, help wanted. You can't get it. They're all working. We will hear from the Fed again today. What did he call the U.S. economic outlook yesterday? You know what the words he used? This comes from the Fed. Following Federal Chairman Jerome Powell's description of the U.S. economic outlook as remarkably positive. That's in quotation marks. Remarkably positive. Now, we just don't seem to hear so much about that in the news media. But that's the Fed chairman who has a pretty good pulse on the U.S. economy. I'm just a guy with boots on the ground that sees help wanted signs wherever I go, and lines outside of restaurants and big long lines at Target to check out to get a tube of toothpaste, things like that. I'm just a guy, just an observer. And I've been observing a remarkably positive economy myself, and I'm not the chairman of the Fed. Well, today we'll have speeches from seven Fed officials. They're all on the radar today. This comes just 1 week after the central bank hiked rates and signaled upcoming gradual increases. Jerome Powell is in Atlanta today. How about that? The Atlantic Festival. I'm sorry. Atlantic Festival in Washington, D.C. He'll deliver a speech at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time also. And it's looking like we will get a fourth rate hike. It would be in December. Chicago Fed President Charles Evans is quite comfortable with the prospect of a fourth interest rate hike this year in December. I don't think President Trump's comfortable with that. He keeps ranting and raving about those rate hikes, slowing down his economy that he takes credit for, getting policy up to a slightly restrictive setting. They're trying to rein in this economy, see, the Fed, because it's too hot, and they're afraid of the bond market. They're afraid of interest rates. They're afraid of inflation. And they should be. And if you own bonds, you should be really, really afraid. Well, things are cooling off a little bit in Italy. That's good news. That's a hot spot that's risen up out of nowhere, seemingly, all of a sudden. Italy's populist government will bow to the EU budget pressure, according to reports from Corriere della Sera. Reversing plans for wider gaps that had rattled markets. Oh, yeah, you can't get away with those big gaps. Maybe in your teeth and in your smile, but not in those budget deficits. Of course, we should talk over here in the U.S. Our budget deficit continues to widen. But Italy, see, they can't print money over there. They don't have the lira anymore. They've got to rely on the euro, and they got to get along. They got to bow down to EU pressure. That's also helping the markets a little bit today. And we have seen a little bit of a rally in gold. When it's its highest levels in a couple of months, there's been a little merger mania in the gold patch. I'm still not a gold bug. I would not get too excited. The two Koreas have taken another step towards peace. Well, you know, if you own defense stocks, that's bad news. But from my perspective, the defense stocks are busting loose. I've watched Lockheed Martin. I've watched Boeing. So far in the charts that I've looked at today, the most impressive chart that I've seen today is one of my largest holdings, Apple. What an amazing chart today. This thing, Buffett must be in there buying for Berkshire Hathaway or something. $233. Remember when Apple broke through the trillion-dollar line not that long ago? How about this? It's added $125 billion. Not million. It's added $125 billion. It's added another large cap to its market capitalization as Apple now sits at $1.125 billion. Now, let's go back to when Steve Jobs was fired from Apple, and it was like 90 cents per share. Has there ever been a bigger winner in the history of the universe to get all the way back, the late Steve Jobs, $1.125 trillion market capitalization, throw in a little dividend yield of 1.3%. The Cupertino company is one up on Bezos right now. Let's just check in. Where are we in the match race between Apple and Amazon? Amazon's $968 billion. I think that $15 wage thing yesterday spooked Amazon investors just a little bit. Stock sold off. Stock barely up today. It's up $5 per share. But I also think that Amazon is going quite a bit higher. Well, let's see. We've got a lot of individual stocks today. As I said, Apple is the most impressive breakout of the day. We've got a possible turnaround story beginning at a retail company. We've got Tilray in the news. We've got India Globalization Capital, the wildest stock out there. And I've got two stocks that I'm going to feature today in the second half of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Weird day yesterday in the market. As I said, you know, the small caps are kind of starting to lag here. It's just a big surge in companies, stocks that are sensitive to the economy, industrials. But the two leaders that have really emerged here are Boeing and Caterpillar, which I own both of those stocks, so I'm happy with that. But a lot of the momentum, higher PE stocks have cooled off a little bit, selling off a little bit, but they've sold off many times during this run in the market that began in 2009. Right now, you just have to take it one stock at a time on a daily basis. And, of course, the market all excited and giddy today about the U.S. economy adding 230,000 jobs in September. That's according to the September ADP jobs report. And you've got the chairman of the Fed saying that we are in a remarkably positive, the U.S. economic outlook he described as remarkably positive. Well, it won't remain that way forever. That's why we continue to go to work every morning, put on our work boots, put on, grab the binoculars, look into the microscope, checking all the tributaries flowing into this economy and into this stock market. Well, we'll see if Jill Soltau, can she turn around JCPenney? Boy, she would be a miracle worker if she can do that. She turned around Joann's Stores. Not a place that I frequent, but I'm sure there's those of you who do, and I've heard that she did a really good job turning around Joann's Stores, which sells fabrics, things like this. But she's been named the JCPenney new CEO. I don't know. I'm going to stand on the sidelines with this one. JCPenney stock currently trading at $1.64. I mean, I think just the move in Apple today, it's up more than JCPenney's entire market cap. It is up 5% today on hopes that maybe Jill Soltau is the answer to turning around the beleaguered, it along with Sears continue and Bed Bath & Beyond kind of joining that same track south. We'll see if anybody can turn those things around. Well, where are we at with the 30-year mortgage these days? This week it's 4.96. Boy, it's just a matter of time before it's over 5% again. Last week it was 4.97. Tilray, we got to check in on Tilray before we get to the good stocks. Tilray is up 10% today. There you go. It's up $14 per share. Despite Pepsi, the CFO said yesterday the company has no plans to invest in pot. Now, Coca-Cola does, but Pepsi, no plans right now of investing in pot. Tilray was down 16% yesterday on that news, but it's bouncing back. It's up 10% today. And, of course, Aurora Cannabis is the one that is supposedly, no, it is in talks. They are in talks with Coca-Cola for cannabis-infused beverages. That's a good chart on Aurora Cannabis. That looks like it's getting ready to break out. $9.67 for all you cannabis players. That's a very strong chart. Relative strength of 98 right now on ACBFF, which is not a good report card. And then, of course, there's IGC, which I've been knocking all over the place. That's the company that used to sell iron pellets and all kinds of things. And now they're all of a sudden a marijuana cannabis company. Andrew Left. Do you ever hear of that guy from Citron? He likes to short stocks. He likes to find hype. He likes to invest in hype. He likes to short hype. He says, if you're able to short IGC, it's a gift. Well, you see, one of the problems is when you go to short a stock, there has to be stock at the firm that you hold your account that you can borrow to short. And if all the stock that's held at the firm has already been borrowed, there's not any stock to borrow to short. That can happen. Here's what Leff says about IGC, which I've also just been knocking the heck out of here the last couple of weeks. He says there's no product. It's all hype. They raised money 2 weeks ago at $1.15 per share. The stock is now $9.75 a share. He says finger traders will get burned. What's a finger trader? Well, they've got their fingers on the keyboard ready to buy into any hot stock. He says this hype stock is the poster child of a cannabis bubble. Who's been calling this a bubble? I said it reminds me of the dot-com bubble back in the year 2000, which I witnessed. I'm seeing the same kind of action today in these cannabis stocks. He says, always cautious, but nothing but air. He could write pages about this scheme, IGC, which is still called the India Globalization Capital Fund. They haven't even had time to change their name. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's take a look here at a stock. I think I'm going to feature World Play, WP. What is a World Play? Bill, you don't like international. You don't like companies outside of America. Well, World Play is headquartered in, let's see where World Play is headquartered in. WP is headquartered in Ohio. That's okay. Sims Township, Ohio. What does WorldPay do? Well, they're another payment processor, like Square, like PayPal, like Visa, like MasterCard. They're a big one, too. They're a $32 billion market cap company. Maybe one that is a little bit under the radar for you. Well, it's not under the radar for me. They've been growing their earnings by 19% per year over the last 5 years. They came public in 2012 at $15 a share. Here we are 6 years later, from $15 all the way up to $102 per share. From $15 per share to $102 per share. And the market cap on this company is now $32 billion. The mutual funds and pension funds, etc., own 61% of this stock. And I'm one of those institutions, Gunderson Capital Management, that has a stake in WorldPlay. Well, here's how the numbers shake out. Using the Best Stocks Now app. Okay, so let's take a look here at WP, WorldPay. Since going public, over the last 5 years, this stock has delivered 29.5% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 11.7%. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 30% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 42%, while the market's up 15.6%. You see what earnings growth can do for you? It leads to capital appreciation in the stock, usually. Well, we currently have valuation, it gets an A performance grade, and from a valuation point of view, it currently is trading at 21 times forward earnings with a 16% growth rate. So the PEG ratio is a little over 1, but it's okay for me. 1.33 is the PEG ratio. I have a 5-year target price of $177 per share, which the stock is currently trading at $102 per share, so $75 upside potential, which is still good. And if you take a look at the ranking of the stock today, it's currently ranked at number 108 out of 5,023. And if we look at a chart of the stock, so those are all the oars in the water there, momentum, valuation, good-looking chart, breaking out to new all-time highs today. It's up 2.2%. WP World Play, which I believe is in my, no, it's in my growth fund, Premier Growth. There is not a dividend here. They provide a suite of payment processing services to retailers, merchants, financial institutions across the U.S. WP, not a recommendation, but an example of what I like to see that qualifies it to be a best stock now, in my opinion. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Another story that caught my eye today. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, their global research department will start coverage, analyst coverage of ETFs, exchange-traded funds. Now, what did catch my eye? That's unusual to begin with. You know, usually they cover individual stocks. But the continued dumbing down of the financial service industry continues. Now they'll have analysts that cover exchange-traded funds. The firm will initially cover more than 100 U.S. large, mid-cap, and sector ETFs using a proprietary rating methodology. Well, there's the part that caught my eye. They're going to come up with a proprietary, or they've already got it, a proprietary rating methodology for exchange-traded funds. Now, maybe my listeners don't realize, but the Best Stocks Now app has, under the sectors, the rankings of the ETFs in my app. Let's just take a look. Let's see how the app is delivering right now on my proprietary ranking system of exchange-traded funds. Now, one thing I've thought about doing is separating out the leveraged ETFs from the unleveraged, non-leveraged ETFs. But right now, they're all bunched together because they're all exchange-traded funds. Okay? Number one ranked ETF right now. Just pulled this up under my Best Stocks Now app. Pull up sectors. Go to ETFs. I see number one, the Dow Jones Industrial Average 2x. It's ranked number one overall in ETFs, and it's ranked number three overall in the entire app. Well, I just said earlier in the show that the Dow type stocks, Boeing, Caterpillar, Lockheed, others, are leading the charge in the market. They've assumed leadership in this market, and the app is confirming that. In fact, you can look at a chart of DDM. That's the Dow 2X. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. Good call by the Best Stocks Now app. Number two ranked ETF. This is actually a closed-end fund, but I have them, a few of them, lumped in with the ETFs. This is the BlackRock Science Trust, Health Sciences. It's breaking out to a new high. And I also know that that thing pays a pretty big dividend. Well, it pays a 5.5% dividend yield. Part of that is principal coming back to you. But BME is also hitting new highs. It's ranked number two in the world of ETFs. Number three is the Dow three times leverage. That's UDOW, UDOW, which is Ultra Dow. Breaking out to new all-time highs today is the Ultra Dow, ranked number three, number seven overall. Number four, ranked ETF, and I've been mentioning this one recently, the Aerospace Index, ITA, which Boeing dominates, big player in that ETF, along with Raytheon and Lockheed and all the other aerospace stocks. And defense stocks. That stock, that ETF is ranked number four overall and number 10 overall in the app. Number five ranked ETF is the S&P 500 3X, three times triple leveraged SPXL. Bang, new highs today. It is on a roll since March of this year. Number six is the industrial sector, 2X. Well, it's a lot like the Dow, but it brings in a lot others of the industrial stocks, which I've been mentioning the industrials. I'm talking Ingersoll Rand and Deere and Caterpillar and Boeing, etc. These are all very sensitive to the economy. The industrial sector, UXI, two times. Been on a roll here recently. The next one is the U.S. Healthcare Index. Man, I'm telling you, that healthcare index, IYH, on fire. So if you like to invest in ETFs, I'm telling you, the Best Stocks Now app is an invaluable tool. I have my own. I'm way ahead of Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Always late to the party. I've got hundreds of ETFs. They're just going to focus on 100 U.S. ETFs, their own proprietary ranking system. Well, why reinvent the wheel? Medical Equipment Index comes in next on a roll, IHI. And I also use these ETF rankings to find individual stocks. I own many stocks from the industrial sector, from the healthcare sector, from the medical equipment sector. And then we get into the NASDAQ 2X Japan Hedged Equity Index. We talked about Japan hitting new 20-year highs last week. My ranking of the exchange-traded funds. And I also have the same thing for mutual funds, which are kind of a dying breed, but there's still some excellent mutual funds out there. Both of those you can find in the sector section of my app. ETFs, rankings, mutual funds, rankings, my own proprietary ranking system. You can compare that with Bank of America's ranking system. I haven't seen it, but I note that they will start covering and ranking 100 U.S. large mid-cap and sector, that's important, ETFs. Using their proprietary rating methodology. All right, well, we are getting calls on Atlanta. If you'd like an appointment with us there, this is your chance to sit down with myself and Scott Waddell and ask your questions about your portfolio, your retirement plans, your Social Security, your health care, whatever. And there's 25, 30 spots available. They're going fast, 855-611-BEST. The workshop Wednesday night, GundersonCapital.com. You don't have to be from Atlanta. I'll talk to you if you're from Texas or Seattle, wherever, Sarasota. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation. Securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.